Okay. Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Shabbos in Erevin is daf mem aleph. We are, God willing, going to conclude the third parak of Erevin today, but we are a little bit behind, so let's get underway. On daf mem, yesterday's daf, so we got on to the third point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, then, which goes back to daf lam tesam and aleph, talks about how to view Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah two separate days, which obviously one of them is going to be the actual Rosh Hashanah, but Lamaisa, we look at it as just one long period of day, or no, do we look at those 2 days as two distinct days? And this turned into a question in halacha, and it turned into a question in tefillah. I mean, tefillah is also halacha, but in terms of how to daven for the yamin. So there was a minhag of Rav Dosa ben Horkanos, quoted in the Mishnah, where he would be over lifnei ateva, he would get up and daven for the yamin, and he would say, Hachlitzinu Hashem Lokeinu es yom rosh hachodesh hazeh, Im hayom, im lamachar. So, well, whether Rosh Hashanah be it today or be it tomorrow, hachlitzenu, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu save us. And then the next day he would get up there and basically same thing. If Rosh Hashanah was today, hachlitzenu, and if it was yesterday, so okay, we're good. Don't save us, but you already did yesterday, so we're good for today. Anyway, that was the niyug of Rav Dosa ben Horkanos, and needless to say, well, not needless, but Laho Delo Chachamim. And the Chachamim said, no, that's not right. Now, as we mentioned already in the Mishnah, there are actually two offensive points to what the Chachamim are offended by. Number one, the obvious offense, which is he made it tonight, right in the middle of his davening. Like, if Rosh Hashanah is today, so Hachlitzenu. And if it's tomorrow, so then, well, obviously we'll do it again tomorrow. And then the next day also he made it tonight in his davening. So aside from the fact that it's not the most inspirational of davenings, but obviously it's a tanai. In other words, you're davening, you're stipulating while you're davening. That offended the Chachamim. But there was another issue, which is much more subtle, an issue in terms of what also was offensive about his davening, is that he, on Rosh Hashanah, said, today's Rosh Chodesh. Now he's right, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, it's the first day of Tishrei, but is there a need to mention on Rosh Hashanah that today is Rosh Chodesh? So that's the question, or that could possibly be another thing that the Chachamim were offended by, and it could be that that's what they were objecting to. So this discussion we started yesterday as to what exactly the Chachamim were offended by. We're on Mem Amud Aleph, we're on the very bottom of Mem Amud Aleph, and the Gemara now makes for the Gemara is going to challenge. Rosh Hashanah Shechalayas B'Shabbos. I'm sorry. Before we get into the Meisveh, obviously Meisveh is a continuation of the previous discussion. So the Gemara was actually discussing whether or not Zichron Echad Ola Lakan Lakan, meaning when you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember us on this day, meaning once you say the word Zichron, that already is a reference to both Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Chodesh. But in other words, it's inappropriate to, once you say Zichron, to say both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. On that, the Gemara now is going to challenge based on the following Meisvei. Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. Let's say I have Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos that coincide. Okay. Happens. We don't blow shofar for that year. The Beishamai Omer Mispalel Eser. So Beishamai says you're going to get to Musaf. Now, how many brachas do you make in Musaf? So first of all, how many brachas do you normally make on Musaf? So 9, right? Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, special Musaf. Normally Musaf is 7 brachas on a regular Shabbos, on a regular Yontif. But on Rosh Hashanah, 9. Why? Because the 3 middle brachas are Machas, Nechonis, Veshofros. Good. What if it's Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos? So now we're really saying Musaf, but we're saying Musaf for 2 reasons. We're saying Musaf because it's Shabbos, and we're saying Musaf because it's Rosh Hashanah. So does that mean that either A, I add another bracha? So in other words, we normally have 9 brachas, but because of Shabbos, we're going to add a 10th bracha for Shabbos itself. Or no, what we're going to do is incorporate. In other words, take the theme of Shabbos and put it into one of the already existing brachas. What is that? That's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Rosh Hashanah Shechalos B'Shabbos, Beis Shammai Omrim Mispal Esther, Beis Hillel Omrim Mispal Teisha. So machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not we're going to add another bracha for Shabbos, yes or no. Beis Shammai says yes, Beis Hillel says no, obviously with the halacha falls like Beis Hillel, that we know. But right now we're in the Gemara and we're making the following point. Im Isa Beis Shammai Achanasre Mi Ba'ilei. Look, if we were right of this projection, that what we should do is when that we should be, that that Beis Shammai is not a believer in corporation. In other words, he says that you have to treat every event separately, and every event therefore requires its own bracha. So then, according to Beis Shammai, you shouldn't have 10 brachas, but rather how many brachas should you have? 11 brachas. What's the 11th bracha? Rosh Chodesh. Right? Like we discussed yesterday. Rosh Hashanah has its set of karbanos. Rosh Chodesh has its set of karbanos. So in other words, if every event of that day is entitled to its own bracha, so therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you should have 11 brachas. By virtue of the fact that Beis Shammai only has 10 brachas means that there's no mention of Rosh Chodesh whatsoever. Right? That's the Gemara's argument. So Amar Rabbi Zera Shani Rosh Chodesh mitoch shekol shachris varvis kol nami b'musafim. So Rabbi Zera says, no, not a good argument. Because look, what ends up happening is that as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, we already are incorporating. Meaning, on the other tefillas, we are so used to incorporating, not used to, it's done. We already incorporate the theme of Rosh Chodesh into other tefillas. So we'll add Rosh Chodesh while Yalav Yavo, and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh while Yalav Yavo. So in other words, how do I say this? We already got the hang of incorporation when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. It could very well be that we are going to mention Rosh Chodesh. What about the fact that Beis Shammai doesn't add a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Because we're used to incorporating. It's done already. It's done in a Shachris, it's done in a Mariv, and by the way, the Gemara could have also said Mincha as well, but you get the point. So because we already are kolel on other occasions, so on Mustafa Rosh Hashanah, could be that we mentioned Rosh Chodesh, but it's just incorporated. So in other words, the Raya is not such a great Raya. So Umi Yisrael LeBeis Shammai Kolel, V'hatanya Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, you're assuming that according to Beis Shammai, we generally incorporate. We generally take the theme of Rosh Chodesh and put it into the tefillah. But that's not true. Look at the following braisa. Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, Beis Shammai Omri Mitzvah L'Shmona, Uveit Hel Omri Mitzvah L'Sheva. That you have a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, meaning not Rosh Hashanah, regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, what do you do according to Beis Shammai? 8 brachas in your Musaf. One bracha for Shabbos and another bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Not like what we do. What we do is we incorporate. We take both themes of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and we roll it into one bracha. But Beis Shammai says we don't do that. So your assumption that you made previously is not a correct assumption. That we generally incorporate Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh into one theme, so therefore on Rosh Hashanah we're not going to make a special bracha of it. So now you see that according to Beis Shammai, we don't incorporate. And now we can look back at the previous brisa, and it's a legitimate question, why in the previous brisa did Beis Shammai make 10 brachas and not 11 brachas on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Kasha, the Gemara says, you know what? That's a good question. And by the way, Rashi over here writes, I've said this many times, but Rashi over here writes that the word Kasha in the Gemara, meaning it's not the end of the world, meaning the Gemara, if it wants to refute a position, will say normally Tiyufta, but Kasha just simply means it's difficult, but there are ways which we can try to answer up. In the meantime, however, the Gemara goes on with Kol Atzma Tanaihi. Now, in terms of incorporation itself, subject to a machlokes tanaim detayin Shabbos Shcholos Rosh Chodesh, or b'Chol Shemoed. Let's say I have Shabbos that coincide with a regular Rosh Chodesh or with Chol Hamoed. Arvishachrus Mincha Mispala Kedarko Sheva VeOmer Meina Ma'ora BaAvoda. So, what do you do for your regular davenings, meaning your regular weekday davenings? Meaning, Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha on that Shabbos. So, you know what, we know what we do. But I'm saying, but here the Gemara presents one opinion, which is, you add a mention of Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed in Ritzei, otherwise known to us as Yalav Yavo. Good. Obviously, that's what we do. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Hoda. Interesting, Rabbi Eliezer's position is that he didn't have Yalav Yavo. But rather on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos or on Chol Hamoed Shabbos, he would have a special insertion in the Bracha of Modim. Now, in the Bracha of Modim, what do? We on Hanukkah we say Al Anisim, on Purim we say Al Anisim. So I don't exactly know what that formula would look like. But either way, we don't obviously follow like Rabbi Eliezer. But point still being made is that you add something in the Shmoneh Esrei. So now, if you fail to mention it, so you got to go back and you got to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Uve musafim, but here's the part that we want to focus in now. Maschim b'shal Shabbos, misaim shal Shabbos, varma kedusha sayom be'emtsa. So what you do is You begin with the theme of Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and Kedushas Hayom, meaning the fact that today is either Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, the emsa you throw right into that bracha. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, Omrim, Kol Makom Shezakuk L'Sheva, Mascha B'Shal Shabbos, Mitzayim B'Shal Shabbos, V'Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emsa. Now, the positions of the Rashbag and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, is that any time that you have this requirement of making seven brachas, so you start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and he's talking even in Shacharis and Mariv, and Kedushas Hayom you throw right into the middle. So once again, you see that this question of incorporation is subject to a machlokas between the Tanaim. My Hava Allah, now the Gemara goes back to Rosh Hashanah, and let's get to the bottom line, let's try to get to some conclusion. Much debate in terms of whether or not it is appropriate to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Could be that we mention it, could be that we're going to incorporate it into the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. I'm Rav Chista, Zichronechad, Ola Lo Lekan Ulekan, V'chein Amar Rava, Zichronechad, Ola Lo Lekan Ulekan. You probably guessed this was going to happen. The Gemara's answer is, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. We say the word Zichron, that's enough. In other words, in the word Zichron, it's a reference to both Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Chodesh, and therefore no special mention of Rosh Chodesh is necessary in the Rosh Hashanah davening. Amar Rav Baki Avinu Bei Rav Huna Ibai Lama Olamar Zman Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. Gemara asks over here a really basic question. Shechianu, the bracha of Shechianu. Do we make the bracha of Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur? Now, on Yom Kippur we have an additional problem, which is that normally you make a Shechianu on a cup of wine, and you can't drink a cup of wine on Yom Kippur. All right, that's a sub-problem, a sub-question of this question, but the question really here is a more fundamental question, which is, to begin with, is it an appropriate place and time to say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Now, included in every question is an assumption. What's the assumption over here? I mean, the Gemara is going to spell it out. But right now, let me just give an overview of what seems to be the Gemara's basic issue. And that is, look, Shechianu means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for getting us to this point in time. Meaning there's a sense of joy in the bracha of Shechianu. So on Yontif, understood, right? Yontif is a Zman Simcha. So therefore, it's understood that for Yontif, of course, we're going to make a Shechianu. It comes once a year. It's a time when we're happy. So in other words, Shechianu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. Thank you for letting us get to this point in time of the year. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, okay, not so joyous. Meaning, yeah, maybe Simcha, but not so joyous. Meaning it's Yom HaDin. It's Yemei HaDin. So there's a thought in the Gemara, maybe it's just not appropriate. It's not appropriate to say Shechianu by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, that seems to be, although the Gemara doesn't say it like I'm saying it, that seems to be the basic undercurrent of what's included in this question. So on one hand, the Gemara goes on to explore this very issue. On one hand, look, it comes once a year. So in other words, it's been a year since we had Rosh Hashanah. Shechianu v'kimanu v'yanu l'zman hazeh. It's appropriate. Or maybe it's not a regal. It's not a regal, therefore, not appropriate. And again, it could be that when the Gemara uses the word regal over here, in the context of Simchas a regal. Okay. So lo hava biyade ki yasei be Rav Yehuda amar. So I'm sorry. So lo hava biyade. So he didn't know. In other words, good question. I really don't know. Okay. So ki yasei be Rav Yehuda amar ana krachanat anami amin azman. So they went to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda gives a somewhat of a circuitous answer, and he says, you know, I saw a new pumpkin, and I said Shechianu. Now it's interesting. Rashi says, Akra Charata Kishani Ro'eh Dolaz Chadasha. It's an interesting Rashi. I saw a new pumpkin. Yeah, I assumed before Rashi that we were talking about eating a new pumpkin. Okay, I don't know, it doesn't seem that way from Rashi. Either way, I see a new pumpkin, I eat a new pumpkin, I make a Shechianu. So I guess the argument is, same thing with Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, Zman l'Zman, it's been some time now since last Rosh Hashanah. So Amar le Rishos lo kemi ba'ilei, ki kemi ba'ilei chova. You really misunderstood my question. Meaning, you want to make a Shechianu. Okay, I understand. In other words, you saw a new pumpkin, right? You ate a new pumpkin. Did you have to see or eat the new pumpkin? No. If you happen to eat a new pumpkin for the first time in the season, you're going to make a Shechianu. But I'm not asking about Rishus, I'm asking Chova. Meaning just like when we get to Yantav, there's an obligation to make Shechianu. Same true by Rosh Hashanah, same true by Yom Kippur. That's the question. My. Amalei Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu Eino Omer Zman and Ela B'Shal Shregalim. So the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Shmuel. Interestingly enough, they say no. You don't make a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges this position. Tein Chelak L'Shev V'Gam L'Shmona. Pasuk in Koheles. Give a portion to 7 and a portion to 8. Right, an ambiguous pasuk in Koheles. What is it talking about? So the Gemara is going to offer a couple of explanations. Rabbi only Yazar Meshiva Ela Zanya Me Brachus Shmona Ela Chesime Mila. So one pshat is 7 terms refers to the days of the week, and 8 refers to the days of Mila. And Tein Chelek means the way Rashi understands this is that of those of the 7 days of Brachus, there's the choice day, Shabbos. Of the 8 days of the Mila, there's a choice day, the 8th day. Okay, that's one pshat in the Braisa. Rabbi Yoshua Amar Shiva Eila Shiva Yemei Pesach Shmona Eilu Shmona Yemei Achag. And then the Gemara gives the pshat of Rabbi Yoshua, which is 7s for Pesach, 8s for Sukkos. Ukeshuom er vigam, and then the pasuk goes on to say vigam, right? Tein chelak l'shiva vigam l'shmona, and we know gam is a ribui. So in this drush, we're going to assume now the gam is coming to include something. So l'rabos etzeres Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim, the other yontifs, the other moeds, which is Shabbos. I'm sorry, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Good. Now, great. What do? We attach the Yontif to this Pasuk in Koheles. And now what? Meaning, what are we supposed to do on these days of Pesach and of Sukkos and of Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur? So my love, Lizman. So the Gemara now makes an assumption. Well, it must be Shechianu. That's what the Pasuk in Koheles is alluding to. So the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Levracha. No, not Shechianu, just simply Bracha. Bracha meaning that when you get to these days, you make a special bracha in your Shmoneh Esrei, that Kedushas Hayom, that refers to these particular days. Not on Shechianu, but just on simple bracha. Hachinami Mestabra, Diis Hagadach L'Zman, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika. And the Gemara makes an excellent argument. It's not Shechianu. You make a Shechianu on the 7 days of Pesach. We make a Shechianu on one day of Pesach. We don't even make a Shechianu on the 7th day of Pesach. So it's not talking about, there's no Shechianu for 7 days of Pesach. So halakash, the Gemara says, really, that question is not such a bomb question. So because we know that if you fail to make a Shechianu on the first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach, you make a Shechianu. If you forgot on the second day as well, you make it on the third day. Each day of Pesach, you're right, you don't make 7 Shechianus for the 7 days of Pesach. Each day of Pesach could potentially be a day in which we make a Shechianu. Okay, fine. So, right now, we're in the middle of a discussion in terms of whether or not we should say Shechianu for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rav Shmuel are of the clear position that we don't. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that indicates that perhaps we do, not a conclusive Braisa. So right now, do we make a Shechianu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? I think we all know what the answer is going to be, but right now in the Gemara, we don't know. The Gemara is right now in the middle of a debate. Mikomakom be'inan kos. Now, while we're in the middle of the debate, let's now go to a detail within this halacha. Meaning, even if we're going to say Shechianu, don't you say Shechianu over a cup of wine? Yes, we do. And how are you going to do that in Yom Kippur? Technical issue. So first of all, this could very well be supportive of the position of Rav Nachman, which Rav Nachman's of the opinion, you don't need a cup of wine. You're in the marketplace, for whatever reason, you're not home, you're not saying Kiddush, for whatever reason, you say Shechianu, right, when you're in the marketplace. You don't need a cup of wine for Shechianu. So, could very well be that it's not a question, and it's supportive of Rav Nachman. So halokasha diklalei kos. And oh, by the way, I failed to mention this, and Rashi makes this point. And why is there an assumption that you don't have a cup of wine? Meaning, by the way, the Gemara, I explained the Gemara that it was going on Yom Kippur. Rashi says that the Gemara is also, or could be that was wrong, but the Gemara was going also on Pesach as well. Meaning the Gemara says that if you don't make a brach on the first day of Pesach, you'll make a Shechianu on the second. or on the third. And the default assumption is, and this is how Rashi understands the Gemara, you're not having wine on the second day of Pesach, meaning you drank it all already. Right? Again, we live in a world of plenty, so we don't think in these terms. But in other words, who's got wine after the first day of Pesach? Okay. So what the Gemara is assuming is that you're saying Shechianu after the first day of Pesach, you're not saying it over a cup of wine, which the Gemara then says that seems to be supportive of the position of Rav Nachman, that simply you don't need a cup of wine. So Halokash Dikla. So the Gemara says, well, look, on the second or third day of Pesach, we don't have to say that Rav Nachman is right. We could simply say somehow he got his hands on a cup of wine. So okay, good. Now the Gemara gets to Yom Kippur, which is good. So maybe you can explain to me that he's got a cup of wine on the second or the third day of Pesach, in which he'll make a Shechianu. What about Yom Kippur? So and the Gemara says, okay, so what do you suggest? Maybe right before Yom Kippur, make a Shechianu, make it over a cup of wine, and drink the cup of wine. Here's the problem. The problem is really simple. Once you say Shechianu, you are mekabel upon yourself Yom Kippur. And now, all the Isurim of Yom Kippur now kick in. You can't drink a cup of wine. It's very straightforward. In Bedilna. The Gemara over here makes a very quick reference to a Gemara and Brachos that we did already now some time ago. The Gemara and Brachos had an incident where the Friday afternoon, it got dark really early, but that was because of the clouds, not because of sunset. And Rav Davin Mariv, and he accepted upon himself Shabbos. Then what happens? Clouds separated, out came the sun, and Rav realized, it's a little early. And then the question that was asked of Rav is, did you accept Shabbos? And Rav says, yeah, I did. Meaning, even though it's early, but I davened Mariv and I was Mekabel Shabbos. So you see that you could be Mekabel Shabbos, or in this case, Yom Kippur, early. So once you make Shechianu, you're Mekabel Yom Kippur, and you can't drink a cup of wine. So, liver chalev alinchem, avarach sarach shiatam. So the Gemara tries out a couple of possibilities. Well, why don't you do the following? Why don't you make a bracha over the cup of wine, and then make a Shechianu over the cup of wine, make a bracha over the cup of wine, and then put the wine down. Gemara says, hey, you know that's not going to work. Once you make a bracha, you got to taste the wine. Leisva liyanuka. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this? Make a bracha, make a Shechianu over a cup of wine, make a bracha over the cup of wine, and hand it to a kid, and have a kid drink a cup of wine. So the Gemara says, karavacha, like the position of Rav Acha. Rashi says, oh, by the way, I don't know where Rav Acha is. I don't know what the Gemara is talking about when it says Rav Acha. But and Rashi is oft to say, I don't know. I don't know where it is. But the Gemara's answer is, Demas Lemisrach. The Gemara says, yeah, but that's bad chinuch. Because now this child's going to grow up remembering, you know how I started every Yom Kippur? With a glass of wine. So in his adult life, can you imagine? Every Yom Kippur, that's what I did when I was a kid. I started Yom Kippur with a glass of wine. Okay. So anyway, bad chinuch. So my havi Allah. So now we have a lot of we're juggling a lot of balls. Meaning a lot of balls are now left up in the air. The question of, do I say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Okay, good question, I don't know. The question of, how are we going to make a Shechianu on Yom Kippur if we can't drink a cup of wine? Is Rav Nachman right? That's also right now another ball that's juggling up in the air. So a lot of questions that are kind of floating. So my Havila, the Gemara tries now to get grounded. What do we do? Shajur Rabban L'Rav Yemer, Sava Kamei D'Rav Chista, Bemala Yuma, D'Rei Shasa. So the Gemara does a little bit of investigation. Okay? So a little investigative reporting. Let's see. So it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, Amrulei Zil Chazi Hechi Avid Uvda. And they say, go to Rav Yemar, or Rav Yeva, Saba, okay, different gears of who we're sending him to go watch, and see what the Rebbe does. Go check it out. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Find out, see if he makes Shechianu or not. Ta Eimalan, and then report back to us. Okay, in other words, quite good question. Do we say Shechianu Rosh Hashanah? Go see what the Rebbe does. Ki chazi amar lei. Now, when he sees him, right now, meaning the Rashi explains. In other words, the Talmud was sent to Rav Yemar to go find out what Rav Yemar does. Rav Yemar now sees in Shul or at his Kiddush table, wherever this is Rosh Hashanah, wherever it was, presumably in his house. Either way, he sees that now he's being watched. So Amar Lei De Lave L'Ritiva Rifsa Lei Beduchte. An expression, Rashi explains the expression, if you're taking Eitz Lach, meaning it's wood, but it's not dry wood, it's moist wood, and you're picking it up, you're not going to use it as fuel for the fire. In other words, obviously you want to sit down right over there. That's the only reason why you're moving moist wood. Otherwise, why would you be moving it? In other words, explains Rashi, if the Talmud is here, obviously he's here for a reason. He wants to see what I do. Isolate Kasa de Chamra, Kaddish v'amrazman. So what he did is he picked up a cup of wine and he said, Shechianu, the Rebbe made Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah, Maisarav. So you see that it's appropriate to make Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ilchasa omrazman v'Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim. Ve'ilchasa zman omrafil b'shok. And then the Gemara comes to two points of conclusion, and just by living in this world and We kind of knew this was coming. Number one, we do make a Shechianu Rosh Hashanah. We do make a Shechianu Yom Kippur. Number two, you make a Shechianu Afilu B'Shuk, which means you don't need a cup of wine. Okay, so on Rosh Hashanah we make Shechianu. There we can drink wine, so obviously we'll make a Shechianu over a cup of wine. On Yom Kippur, obviously we can drink wine. So what do? You remember? We make a Shechianu. In Shul. Done. Okay, Amar Rabba. By the way, interesting. Take a look at Tosfos. So again, unfortunately, due to time constraints, take a look at Tosfos. This idea that the Gemara made a suggestion, a passing suggestion, that in Yom Kippur you should make a bracha over a cup of wine on Yom Kippur, and then hand the wine over to a kid and let the kid drink it. And the Gemara's answer is that's terrible chinuch. Don't do that. But then Tosfos brings down a couple of incidents, a couple of episodes where they actually did that, not for Yom Kippur, but in other events where none of the adults could drink the wine, so they handed off the wine to a kid and have the kid drink it. And Tosfos has tried to explain why on those episodes it wasn't bad chinuch, and here it would be bad chinuch. So please take a look at Tosfos over here where he discusses episodes. Actually, again, another teaser to get you to look at Tosfos. Tosfos actually has a debate what the actual incident was, what the occasion actually was. And, we don't make, in other words, I mean, for those of us who don't light, so we'll make Shechianu in Shul. But you're right, the woman can make Shechianu at home when she lights candles.
Is it because of the Talmud that was there, then the brachah would be white? So what would have done if they were
gone? You see, I think the Gemara's point is, that's an excellent question. I think the Gemara's point is that he went out of his way to show and to demonstrate that this is a proper conduct. Meaning, had it just been rishus, an option, he also would have gone out of his way to demonstrate that you don't make a bracha shechianu. By virtue of the fact that he saw that he was being observed, so he, and the halacha is that you not only can, but should make a shechianu, so then he just went out of his way to demonstrate that you should. Okay. Good. Next, Amar Rava Ki Avinu Bei Rav Huna Yibayilan. Okay, we are now going to go off topic, meaning we were up until this point discussing Rosh Hashanah, proper davening of Rosh Hashanah. Should I mention Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening? Answer is no. That's the conclusion. But Zichron Echad Ola Lakan Lakan. Should I say Shechianu in Rosh Hashanah? Interesting, Rav and Shmuel say you don't, but of course the Gemara's conclusion is that we do. We do make a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. And now we're going to go off topic, and for the remainder of the Perek, we're going to have the following discussion. Now this is a very interesting discussion that's coming up right now in the Gemara, and it's really about fasting on Friday. Now in terms of, we have a fixed calendar, so and the calendar that was fixed is based on a whole bunch of rules, and we're almost never going to experience a fast day on Friday. One exception. Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis falls out on a Friday, but Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, nothing. No other fast day will fall out on Friday. So for us, it's this discussion in the Gemara, which is very interesting, has very limited applications because for us it's only going to happen once. But keep in mind, in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Mishnah, all right, any time before the 3rd century, so when they fixed the calendar, not based on the calendar, but based on Edim, so then anything can happen. Yom Kippur can fall on a Friday, although they try to avoid that. Tisha B'Av can fall out on a Friday. In other words, and anything can happen. So now the question over here is a really straightforward question. Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday. I know everyone here is going to think they know the answer. I thought I also knew the answer. Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday. Okay, we're going to fast, right? Again, Lamaise won't happen now, but it can happen. And we're going to fast. We fast till when? Till Friday night? Meaning, on a normal Tisha B'Av, any other day of the week, well, not Shabbos, obviously, but any other day of the week, so we fast till night. Right? It's a full day fast, so it goes from night to night. Here on Friday, so I'd say we'll fast tonight. Here's the problem, you're fasting on Shabbos.
You're doing Bishab,
that's why it's though. Yeah, right. Right. It's okay. You'll hear it again later. I mentioned. So in other words, so you're fasting on Shabbos, and just how else do I say this? Pasnished. Just inappropriate to be fasting on Shabbos. Now I know it's inappropriate to fast on Shabbos, but it's also a mitzvah to fast on Tisha B'Av. So what do we do? That's the Gemara's discussion. Tanis Chalom, I know, but let's put Tanis. Let's put Tanis Chalom in its own. I know. You're right, but Tanis Chalom just it's a unique phenomenon altogether. So, look, how do I know I'm right? I mean, in other words, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we're going to move Tisha B'Av. So, it's Shabbos is going to override Tisha B'Av, but here it becomes the question. The beginning of Shabbos is going to override Tisha B'Av? Okay, good. So, and this is going to turn into a very lengthy discussion. This is now going to take more than an Amud of Gemara. Amar Rav Kiyavina Bei Rav Huna Yibaylan Bar Bei Rav Diyasi Betanisa B'Mali Shabbasa. Now, interesting, there was a minhag amongst the students of the Bnei HaYeshiva. They would fast on Friday. Okay? By the way, it's not acceptable practice for quote-unquote normal person, as if any of us are normal. But in other words, you shouldn't fast on Friday. Shouldn't go into Shabbos being so hungry. Okay? But in other words, Bnei HaYeshiva had this minhag where they would fast on Friday. So, Ma'la Shlume. So as long as they accepted upon themselves a fast, should they complete the fast? Now here, Shlume does not mean makeup. Meaning, the Gemara here is not having a discussion of having a makeup day. The Gemara La Shlume over here means La Shlim. Should I complete the fast now and fast into Friday evening? Okay. So Lo Hava Biyade. Good question. I don't know. Also, the comment of Rav Yehuda Lo Hava Biyade. Amar Rav Nechse Anan D'Tanya. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we consider the following? The Braisa. Tisha B'Av Shechalios Meshabes. V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios Meshabes. So if I have either Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av full on Shabbos, Ochav V'Shav Zekol Tzarcho Ma'al Al-Shochanu Afil Kitzud Shlomo B'Shato. So ye eat, and ye eat well, and ye eat like a king in Shabbos. And even your Shalosh Shudas, eat like a king. Now on a regular Suda HaMafsekes that takes you into Tisha B'Av, we know we don't eat like a king. In fact, right, you eat bread sitting on the floor, right, with ashes on top of it. But not if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, your Shalosh Shudas will be of royalty. Okay, good. But that's not our point. Our point is going to be the following. Chalios Tisha B'Av Erev Shabbos. Now, but what if Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos? Mevi'in lo kibetz of ochel, kidei shelo yikanetz l'Shabbos kishuhu me'uneh. The Braisa says, I didn't see this one coming, the Braisa says that on Friday afternoon, meaning it's Tisha B'Av, on Friday afternoon, eat an egg. In other words, not egg avelus egg. Egg meaning eat something, right? Because you don't want to go into Shabbos famished. That's not the appropriate way to go into Shabbos, even though it's Tisha B'Av. So, and the argument now is very straightforward. So what do you see from this Braisa? That even on Tisha B'Av that falls on a Friday, when you get to the end of Tisha B'Av, don't finish the fast. eat a little something so you don't go into Shabbos famished. Tanya Amar Rav Yehuda Pamachas Hayinu Yoshim Lifnei Rabbi Akiva V'Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Av Shabbos Hayah. The Gemara quotes another brisa. We were together with Rabbi Akiva, and on that year Tisha B'Av fell out on Erev Shabbos. V'Yivi Lo Beitza Mugagels V'Gama V'Lo Melach V'Lo Shaya Ta'ev La Ela Laharis L'Tamidim Halacha. Rabbi Akiva would eat on Friday afternoon, right towards the end of Tisha B'Av, and again not because he was hungry. He wanted to show the Talmidim, this is what we do. We eat at the end of Tisha B'Av. Meaning Tisha B'Av that falls out on a Friday. Because we don't want to go into Shabbos famished. Rav Yossi, Amar Mitanu Mashlam. Now Rav Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. And he says, Mitanu Mashlam. No, you fast and the fast takes you into the night. Amalim Rav Yossi, Yatam Odim Libet Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos Be'echa B'Shab B'Shem Afzik Mim Ba'od Yom. So they say to Rav, Rav Yossi now makes his argument. And here's the argument of Rav Yossi. Look, let's say Tisha B'Av falls on the other side of Shabbos. Meaning, Tisha B'Av is either on Shabbos or on Sunday. Either way, Tisha B'Av gets moved to Sunday. And what do we do now on Shabbat, late Shabbos afternoon? You stop eating before sunset. Even though there's more Shabbos to go, you stop eating. So, Rav Yossi's argument is, what do you see? It's okay if you're fasting a couple hours on Shabbos. So, if that's true on the back end of Shabbos, so what's so bad on the front end of Shabbos? So, Friday fast... Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Good. Hold on 1 second. Let me first tee it up. Okay, then you can hit it. So what's the difference? So Amar Lo Aval. So again, here we have that same style. Yes, but. So Amar Lahem, so Rav Yossi says. So what do you mean, yes, but? Mali Lekanis Bakishu Meuna. Mali Latzis Bakishu Meuna. What's the difference? Okay, now I teed it up. Amru lo im amar latzeis mimenu shareach v'shasa kol hayom kulo. Tamrili kanes ba kishu muna shelo ach v'shasa kol hayom kulo. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Huge difference. By the end of Shabbos, you know you're stuffed. Right? You ate well over Shabbos. Okay, so you know what? We're asking you to stop eating an hour, 2 hours earlier. You know, for Tisha B'Av. Yeah, but there, you're not fasting. I mean, you're stopping from eating. I know, it results in the same thing. But you understand the difference. You're full. But now imagine, you're fasting all day Friday. Friday night, you haven't eaten the whole day. And it's Tisha B'Av. You haven't eaten since Thursday night. Okay, now you understand. That's different. The Amr, now, so where are we right now? In the middle of a huge machlokas of when Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, which I know for us is not halacha l'maisa, but again, we can extrapolate to Asar B'Tevis. When Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, so what do I do? Do I finish the fast, meaning fast into Shabbos? Or no, do I not? Rabbi Akiva did not. Rabbi Yossi did finish the fast. What is the halacha? Amar Ula, by the way, can I share with you an interesting discussion before we go on? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, they were fasting on Tisha B'Av. After the destruction of the Second Temple, before the destruction of the Second Temple. Now, again, this is not in the Gemara, but it's fair to ask that question. They both lived before and after the destruction. Now, if we're going to argue that they fasted before the destruction of the Second Temple, what an odd conclusion that would be. We're fasting on Tisha B'Av, over the commemoration of the destruction of the temple, while we're currently enjoying the temple. Yeah. Right? Okay, good. In other words, good. Meraglim. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. But I mean, you're right, but let me ask you this, and I'm just setting us up. Did they fast during the first temple over the Meraglim? Right? I guess no. So okay, and I'm raising the question. It's an interesting discussion. I saw Rabbi Kornfeld discuss this on his website. I always refer you to Rabbi Kornfeld, but it's good. It's a good question, and the conclusion may be that they actually fasted on Tisha B'Av during the Bayit Sheni. By the way, it's not crazy to suggest that. Who says that? The Rambam. Rambam writes that they fasted on Tisha B'Av during Bayit Sheni. Okay. I told you it's a great discussion. Amar Ula. Okay, so again, Rabbi Akiva did not, when Tisha B'Av fell out on Friday, Rabbi Akiva did not finish the fast. Rabbi Yossi did finish the fast. Amar Ula halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. Okay, and Ula says that's a halacha. That's a halacha. Rabbi Yossi. Umi Avdin and Rabbi Yossi very minu. The Gemara says, what about the following in goes in Tanis Alef Zibar? Barash Chadash and Bechanukah v'Purim. We don't make a Tanis Zibar, not on Rosh Chodesh, not on Chanukah, not on Purim. V'mischiloin mafstikin. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Now, what if you started? So, right, ain mafstikin. Right, we don't finish it. The Amar Rabbi Meir Afa Pisha.
Fast.
Right.
You don't stop.
I'm sorry. Right. Correct. Right. Not. I'm sorry. It's not ain't tashlimim. It's ain't mafsikin. Right. Correct. In other words, let it go. Rabbi Gamliel. I'm sorry. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Meir Afa Pisham. Rabbi Gamliel ain't mafsikin modaya she ain't mashlimim. You're right. You're fast, but don't finish it. Meaning an entire day without eating a Rosh Chodesh, a Chanukah, and a Purim. Okay, fast, but don't finish the fast. And where else do we have this exact kind of discussion? On Tisha B'Av Friday. Tisha B'Av Friday. So, yeah, we'll start the fast, but don't finish it. Meaning, Friday afternoon, make sure to eat. Don't go into Shabbos famished. Now, we have in the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel, but from the context of our Gemara, sounds like Rabbi Gamliel. After the death of Rabbi Gamliel, so again, Rabbi Gamliel took the position of what? Of that on Friday, on Tisha B'Av Friday, fast but don't finish it. Meaning eat late Friday afternoon, like Rabbi Akiva did. So after the death of Rabbi Gamliel, nichnas Rabbi Yoshua lahafiras dvarav. Now you know Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua went at it. Right? We know that Gemara in Brachos. Right? We know that Gemara in Shabbos. Okay, well, in other words, we've seen them go at it. And now, after the death of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua says, okay, I cannot imagine that position is correct. And now he goes to an attack mode, but post-mortem. Right? So, Amar Rav Yochan ben Nuri, Arag Lava Amar. And Rav Yochan ben Nuri took unbelievable offense. And he said, V'amar chazi ana debasta reisha gufa, azo. Kol yamav shor ben Gamliel kavanu alacha kamoso. Achshav atam mevakish levato dvarav. While Rabbi Gamliel was alive, we all followed him. And now after he died, now you want to upset and change what he said? Yoshua in shom memlach shekvar nikva halachika Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yoshua, we do not listen to you. The halacha was already koveya. The halacha was established like Rabbi Gamliel, and you cannot change the halacha after he dies. V'lo ya'adam she'ira bedavar klum bedorush al Rabbi Gamliel. I'm sorry, ira bedavar klum. And no one contested. Meaning, correct. Rabbi Gamliel established the halacha, and that's in fact the halacha. B'dorsha Rabbi Gamliel, avikar Rabbi Gamliel. B'dorsha Rabbi Yossi, avikar Rabbi Yossi. And during the generation of Rabbi Gamliel, they followed like Rabbi Gamliel. In the generation of Rabbi Yossi, a later generation, they followed the halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara wonders now, is that really true? Everybody followed like Rabbi Gamliel. And again, Rabbi Gamliel said, fast on that Tisha B'Av of Erev Shabbos, but don't finish the fast. Really, everyone followed like Rabbi Gamliel? So the Gemara says, Vahama Rav Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Ani Mibnei Sinav Ben Binyamin. I'm from the family of Sinav Ben Binyamin. Now, when they went back into Eretz Yisrael to build the Bayis Sheni, so there was a scarcity of everything, of people, of resources. Ezra and Nehemiah really had to scrap together in order to make the Beis HaMikdash, and not only did they have to scrap for building fund, operation also was a challenge. And so for an operating budget, they basically looked for people, can you help sponsor us with an operating cost as well? Right, nothing changed in the last 2,000 years. It's rather amazing. And so what he needed is donors who would basically supply the wood. So not only would can they build the Beis HaMikdash, but operate the Beis HaMikdash as well. And there were certainly certain families who were identified as donors to the Beis HaMikdash. You know how in every yeshiva they have like donor of the day, right? So and today's your day. So they journal dinner. So they had that here as well. They had donor of the day. And so, but we're talking now Beis HaMikdash. I mean, yeshiva is just as, you know, that's what we have now. But in other words, Beis HaMikdash. So if you were the donor of the day in the Beis HaMikdash, so for you that was a personal yontif. So there was a family of Sinov ben Binyamin, and they had a day in which it was their personal yontif. And oddly enough, interestingly enough, you know what day it was? The 10th day of Av. The day after Tisha B'Av.
The day after.
Pamachas chal Tisha B'Av li'os b'Shabbos. And here's what happened. One year Tisha B'Av fell on a Shabbos, which happens. And so what happens to Tisha B'Av? It got bumped. It got bumped to Sunday, which that year was the 10th day of Av. So for this family, who normally the 10th day of Av served for them a personal yontif, so now you had two things collide. Their personal yontif and Tisha B'Av. So what did they do? V'dachinu la'achar ha'Shabbos, v'hisininu bo, v'lo hishlamnuhu, v'mneish yontif shalanu haya. So here's what they did. They fasted, but they didn't finish the fast. Compromise. Okay? Now,
it's not Shabbat that they're not.
Agreed.
But their personal holiday shouldn't be like equivalent to Shabbat that they could actually.
Okay, good. Good. So time of the Yom Tov. Time of the Yom Tov. So ha Erev Yom Tov Mashlimim. So now the Gemara is going to make the following argument. And that is that the reason why they compromised and the reason why they didn't finish the fast of Tisha B'Av is because it was a personal yontif for them that particular day. What if it were Erev Yontif? They would have fasted. And by the way, every Tisha B'Av for them was an Erev Yontif. They would have fasted and they would have finished the fast. So Am Ravina Shani Yomtov Shel Divrei Mitoch She'Mitanim Bo Sha'os Mashlimim Bo. So the Gemara says, slow down. Yontif Shel Divreihem, meaning that's a personal yontif. You're trying to compare Shabbos to a personal yontif. That's not a fair comparison. Shabbos Yontif Shel Divrei Mitoch She'Mitanim Bo Sha'os Mashlimim Bo. There's this idea of mini fasts or fast for a couple of hours. But Arvios Shabbos Hove Imitanim Bo Sha'os Ei Mashlimim Bo Arvios. But over here, when you're talking about Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast at all. Meaning, you're not allowed to fast the day of Shabbos, and you're not allowed to fast even part of Shabbos. You know, I'm sure everyone here is familiar. It's brought down the Gaonim. Shabbos morning, you shouldn't go up to Chatzos fasting. Right? There's no part of Shabbos, meaning not just the entirety of Shabbos, but no part of Shabbos that should be subject to fasting. So now, as we're going Tisha B'Av Friday, and now you're going into Shabbos, there should be no fasting whatsoever, even at the expense of eating at the end of Tisha B'Av, but you shouldn't go into Shabbos fasting. I'm Rav Yosef, lo shmi'a la hashmaita. So now, Rav Yosef says, I don't remember any of this. Now, unfortunately, we all know the story. Rav Yosef knew everything, forgot everything, so very often when he's now going into the Beis Medrash, he's hearing discussions and he has no memory of those discussions. So, and you know how the story usually goes? Amar le Abaye, ata martni alan, v'ha martni alan. Rav Yosef, I can't imagine how sad this must have been for Rav Yosef. What do you mean? You're the one who taught us this halacha. Ein goes in Tanya Salatsiba Rosh Chadashin. So again, we go over the brisa that we went over right in the middle of this Amud. And Barash Chadashin Vamin Allah, Am Rav Yehuda, Am Rav Zu Dever Rabbi Meir, Sharmi Mishim Rami Gamliel. Yeah, we have that brisa. And that brisa says that don't complete a fast. But that brisa is the position Rami Gamliel, which we saw also earlier. Ava Chachamim Omrim Mitanu Namashlin. But the Chachamim say, you fast, and you finish the fast. So, my lava kulu. So now, ostensibly, it's going on every point that was made on the Braisa. The Braisa talked about... Good. Excellent. Perfect. And we follow, like, in other words, and when do we say we complete the fast? Now, we in the Braisa, we brought up Hanukkah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, and Tisha B'Av that falls on a Friday. So, my lava kulu, loa Hanukkah, Purim. The Gemara says, no. This idea that we fast and we finish the fast, that's talking Chanukah. That's talking Purim. Hachinami mistab disakadacha kulaha by mine rabba mi rabbi huda. Velo pasha lay. So the Gemara says, look, it can't be that's going on Tisha B'Av that falls on Erev Shabbos, because remember, we asked Rav Yehuda, knew what did Rav say? And he didn't know. So, if we knew that the Braisa was going on Tisha B'Av that fell out on a Friday, so why didn't he answer? So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Huna got up there, I'm sorry, Mar Zutra got up there, and he said what the halacha was, and you remember, we asked Rav Huna what the halacha was, and he didn't know. So Allah hamikamei deshama hava hala basa deshama, meaning there was a point where they didn't know, and then there was a point where they did know. So in other words, same thing over here. Hachanami hamikamei deshama hala basa deshama. Same story over here. There was a point where Rav didn't know, and there was a point when Rav did know. So it's fine. So in other words, you're right. Originally, we didn't have a clear answer, and now we do. And the Gemara ends off with a clear answer. Darsh Marzusha Mishmei Deravuna Halacha Mitanenu Mashlemin. So, despite the fact that we saw this morning, Rabbi Akiva and Rami Gamliel, who both said that we're not Mashlem the Tisha B'Av that falls out on Friday, and we do eat on Friday afternoon, so that we don't go into Shabbos Meune. Nevertheless, Halacha is Mitanenu Mashlem, that we fast on Friday, and we finish the fast on that Friday as well, irrespective of the fact that it is Shabbos and we're going into Shabbos famished. Okay?
Tosfos says it only if you want to.
Yeah, I know. But then if you read on in Tosfos, however, other Balei HaTosfos do not agree with that. Okay, but that's a good point. Hajlach b'chomar, and that is the end of the third parak. The learning that we do this morning is going to be Le'ilui Nishmas
Nachman ben Shalom
Hirsch, Malkah Bas Yochanan, and Rabbi Yaakov ben Yosef. There's drink, there's food. Please participate. Please make a bracha. Le'ilui Nishmas. Okay. Continue. Refuah Shlema for Binyamin Zevakon Mishal and Rivka, and for Rafal Zakei Avram Ben Yakira Avi Gavra Bechanani Ben Kasha Maratz Kachbaruch Zakei Sol Ficha Chir Ben Tar Mitzvah Shenemar Necha Beitzam Antzikoy Yadzol Tov Avi Adir.